Eric Allen here in our Florham Park studio. Now let's go out to California and bring in Bucky Brooks, who serves as an analyst for NFL Network and NFL.com. About 4 months on the job now, how do you think GM Mike Maccagnan and head coach Todd Bowles have done in their new roles?
You know, I mean, I think it's been a complete shift now. I like what Rex and that crew did when he was there. I thought he did a great job of kind of giving gangrene some life. But I think Todd and Maccagnan have done a great job of picking it up and taking it to another step. They've added the personnel to allow them to have success and compete, particularly on defense. Darrell Revis, Antonio Cromartie, two lockdown corners that can really challenge any and everybody. Now it allows Todd Bowles to be really, really creative on defense, to get after people. We saw how creative he was in Arizona. You have that same kind of personnel and really a personnel group with the front seven that you can dominate people at the point of attack. I think that defense is going to be lights out. But Maccagnan has done a great job of adding and complementing and augmenting the offense. Brandon Marshall coming over, Devin Smith obviously being drafted, continues to try and fortify that offensive line. They have some pieces in play where they can compete. I think they're going to be a team that is in play within that division, because that division should be one of the most competitive divisions in football this year.
Bucky, we've been following your Twitter account, of course. Why do you think Chan Gailey is the right guy to oversee rookie quarterback Bryce Petty?
You know, part of the reason he's the right guy is what I talked about earlier. He is a guy that comes from the college game. He understands the college game, and he is willing to adapt his offense, defending some of those principles to help his quarterback have success. For Bryce Petty, playing in Baylor's offense, is different than a traditional offense, but there's some good things that they did. Look at Chan Gailey's history. He has always done well with athletic quarterbacks. I think he'll do well with both quarterbacks that he has in place, in Geno and also Bryce Petty.
You just mentioned it before. Todd Bowles was known as an aggressive play caller in Arizona. Do you, Bucky, anticipate he will be even more aggressive now with the depth and talent at defensive line and at cornerback?
Yeah, because, I mean, if you look at it, the way you want to build your defense, there are two areas that you need to be strong to play good defensive football in the league. You have to be strong up front. You need to be stout to be able to stop the run, force people into long yardage situations. Well, now, when I look at that front line on paper, they are scary to deal with. Mo Wilkerson, Sheldon Richardson, Leonard Williams coming over. Man, that is really tough. And then on the back end, Antonio Cromartie and Darrell Revis, veteran players who've been very, very successful, still playing at the top of their games. They now can lock up people. They can play more man-to-man coverage. The importance of being able to play man-to-man in the National Football League allows you to take away some of the short game, take away the bubble screen, and some of the quick things that people are doing to move the ball down the field. You now can challenge quarterbacks to make what I call big boy throws. And because those guys on the perimeter are so good at locking up receivers, it really shrinks the completion rate and makes it very, very tough to move the ball consistently down the field.